ever get that feeling. You
Yeah.
know, like you're just totally over what you're listening to.
Yeah, totally.
Same songs, formats, even the same ads, just it's like radio listening fatigue.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what we're diving into today. But get this, we're getting some seriously cool insights from, well, maybe not where you'd expect.
Oh, where from?
It's DMT FM.
DMT FM.
Yeah, it's a 247 online radio station, but they're dedicated to psytrance music.
Wow, that's interesting. So psytrance, huh? I wouldn't have thought.
Right, but that's the thing.
What is it?
DMT FM, even though they're like super niche,
yeah,
they've found these universal truths about listening fatigue.
Interesting.
Their strategies are like a blueprint for staying fresh and engaged no matter what you listen to.
Mm-hmm. I see. That's cool.
And get this, they've been around since 2022.
Oh, wow.
With show archives going all the way back to the launch.
So they must have a ton of material.
Oh, yeah. Talk about dedication to the psytrance community.
Yeah, that's impressive. That really shows some serious commitment.
And that dedication, it translates into this deep understanding of their audience. And a commitment to fighting fatigue, too.
That makes sense. If you're that dedicated to a specific community, you really want to keep them engaged.
Exactly. One way they do this is through their archive system. Instead of just playing the same tracks,
yeah.
They pull from years of shows. They make these fresh mixes and themes.
That's a great idea. Keep things interesting.
And it works. It constantly surprises their listeners. You can actually check out the archives yourself, too, on their website.
Oh, cool. So they're really embracing their history.
Oh, yeah. It's like a sonic time capsule.
I love that.
Okay, so let's break down some of the fatigue culprits that DMT FM identified.
Okay, sounds good. Lay it on me.
First up is repetition.
Repetition.
Like, imagine listening to the same song on repeat for an hour. Ugh, right?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Torture.
That's the feeling DMT FM is trying to avoid.
I can see why. Makes total sense.
And our brains, we crave novelty.
We do. We need something new, something different.
We need surprise to stay engaged.
Absolutely.
And that's where predictability comes in.
Predictability. The other big culprit.
Yeah. When you can practically set your watch by the traffic report.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like clockwork.
It takes away that thrill of discovery.
Totally. You know exactly what's coming next. No excitement.
And speaking of things that kill a vibe, bad content.
Yes. Bad content. The worst.
DMTFM doesn't sugarcoat it. Poorly produced or rushed content.
Yeah.
Just adds to that I'm over it feeling.
And it's like adding insult to injury. You're already drained and then they hit you with something subpar.
Exactly. It's like when you're already drained and then someone hands you lukewarm coffee.
Oh, the worst. Just makes you want to give up completely.
Right. And then there's the big one. Ads.
Oh, yeah. Ads. We can't forget about those.
DMTFM gets the frustration of being bombarded by commercials.
They must. Especially for their audience. People who love psytrance, they're probably not into being interrupted.
Exactly. But get this, they actually let listeners support them directly.
Really? How?
They have a donate and support us section.
Wow, so it's like a pay what you want kind of model.
Exactly. It's like being a patron of the arts, but for psytrance.
That's really interesting. A bold move for a niche station.
Yeah. They've basically cut out traditional ads and rely on listeners to keep things going.
That shows real dedication to their audience's experience. And it highlights another big issue.
What's that?
Musical tastes. They're constantly changing. Think about it. The music you loved 5 years ago, do you still listen to it as much?
Probably not.
Exactly. People change, tastes evolve.
That's where DMTFM's diverse subgenre categories come in.
Ah, so they're staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly. They have Sibian and Chill Out, Dark Psytrance.
Oh, I've heard of that. That was pretty intense.
And even a show called The Mashup.
The Mashup.
It mixes different styles within psytrance.
So they're keeping things fresh within the genre itself. That's smart.
Right. What's cool about The Mashup is that they're constantly experimenting.
Wait.
Different DJs and themes. It keeps things unpredictable.
So every time you tune in, it's a new experience.
And a sonic adventure.
I like that. It's like they're saying, hey, we know you love psytrance, but let's explore all the cool corners of it together.
Exactly. So we've got repetition, predictability, bad content, annoying ads. They all contribute to listening fatigue.
Yeah, that's a pretty comprehensive list.
But it goes way beyond just individual annoyance.
Oh, right? Absolutely. This impacts the whole radio industry.
DMT FM highlights how fatigue leads to fewer listeners, and that hits ratings.
Yep.
And eventually, revenue.
Makes sense. People tune out, ratings drop. Harder to get advertisers.
It's a vicious cycle.
It is. a real downward spiral.
And then there's the impact on the station's brand.
Yeah, their reputation.
If people think a station is boring or outdated, it's hard to attract new listeners.
It's like a restaurant getting a bad review. It can be tough to recover from that.
Exactly. And then there's engagement.
Yeah, how involved listeners are.
When people are fatigued, they're less likely to interact, to call in, even give feedback.
Right, which is crucial for a station. They need to know what's working, what's not.
It's like trying to navigate in the dark without a compass.
Totally lost.
And this fatigue, it can even demotivate the people making the shows.
Yeah, the hosts, the DJs.
It's gotta be tough to pour your heart into a show when it feels like people are tuning out.
Absolutely, that's gotta be demoralizing. Leads to lower quality, even less engagement.
It creates this downward spiral.
It does. But luckily, there are ways to fight back, both as listeners.
And as broadcasters.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting.
That's what we'll dive into, those solutions and what they mean for you, the listener, right after this.
Okay, so solutions. How do we actually deal with listening fatigue?
Well, DMTFM, they've got some good advice
right.
for listeners, for broadcasters. But it all starts with you.
With me, right. As the listener.
Yeah, you've got the power. To create your own audio experience.
I mean, that makes sense, right? We're not just stuck with whatever's out there.
Exactly. You don't have to passively consume everything.
Be choosy.
Be selective, explore, and don't be afraid to switch things up if you're getting that fatigue.
Gotcha. Yeah. So like if I'm into Psytrance, DMTFM's categories are a good starting point.
Yeah, they're genre categories. They're a great way to find exactly what you're looking for.
Right, right.
They've got everything from Sibian and chill out to dark Psytrance.
Narrow it down.
Helps you narrow it down. Find something that fits your taste.
But okay, let's say I want to try something new.
Yes. Don't limit yourself to just one genre or station.
Branch out.
Branch out. Explore new formats. You never know what you might find.
That's true. It's like, how do you know you don't like something if you haven't even tried it?
Exactly. And while you're exploring, remember feedback. It's powerful. Yeah.
Feedback. You mean like telling stations what I think?
Yeah, let them know what you love, what you hate, what you want more of.
Okay, yeah. I guess sometimes they forget that stations actually want to hear from listeners.
They do. You have a voice in shaping the audio landscape. Use it.
Good point. I'll try to remember that. So what about broadcasters? What's their role in all of this?
DMT FM, they really emphasize variety in the content.
Variety, okay.
It's about keeping things dynamic, surprising, something for everyone.
Right, makes sense. So mix things up a bit.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to shake things up. Mix genres, explore different themes. You could even try new things.
Like what?
Like guest interviews, maybe live events.
Oh, that'd be cool. Something different.
And remember, it's not just about broadcasting.
What else is it about?
It's about building a community.
Ah, community. I get that.
Engage with your audience. Social media, newsletters, create a space for listeners to connect.
Like a two-way street, not just talking at them.
Exactly. And DMTFM, they do this really well. They're super active online, always connecting with their listeners.
That's great. Building that loyalty.
Another key takeaway from DMTFM. Quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity. Yeah, I can get behind that.
It's better to have a few really good programs than a ton of filler content.
It's like less is more.
Exactly. Show your listeners that you respect their time and their attention.
For sure. I'd rather listen to something short and amazing than something long and boring.
And if you're a music station, take a cue from DMTFM.
Okay. What do they do?
Update those playlists.
Keep them fresh.
Regularly.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of new releases or those deeper cuts.
Find that balance.
The balance between familiar and fresh. And when it comes to ads.
Oh, ads. Here we go. DMTFM has a pretty radical suggestion.
Okay, I'm listening. What is it?
Minimize the clutter and prioritize relevance.
Interesting. So not just bombarding people with whatever.
Imagine if ads were so well targeted that they felt natural, like part of the flow. Not an interruption.
Ads that actually fit in.
It's a pretty revolutionary concept, right?
Right.
Ads that actually enhance the experience. Yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine, but I see what you're saying.
And finally, DMTFM encourages thinking outside the box.
What box?
The traditional radio box. Experiment with different formats, like narrative storytelling or thematic series.
So push those boundaries.
Exactly. Find innovative ways to engage listeners. In a media landscape that's constantly changing.
That makes sense. Got to keep up with the times.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Yeah, good question. What's the takeaway?
The main takeaway, In a world full of on-demand content, staying ahead of listening fatigue, it takes effort from both sides.
Both sides. You mean like the listeners and the people making the content?
Exactly. It's a two-way street.
So we've got to work together on this.
Right. Listeners have to be proactive, curate their experience.
And the broadcasters.
They need to be responsive to the audience, their needs, their preferences. They're always changing.
Okay, so how does DMP FM fit into all this? They're like hyper-focused on Psytrance, right?
That's what's interesting. Their dedication to this niche genre, it's a great example.
Of what?
They focus on a specific audience. They cater to their tastes with quality and variety.
And that works.
They've managed to carve out a space for themselves in a really crowded market.
Wow, that's impressive. So niche appeal still has power.
It does, even in the age of mass media.
Yeah.
But here's what I find really interesting. Even though they focus on a specific genre, DMT FM's insights about fatigue, they're universal.
You mean they apply to everyone, not just Psytrance fans?
Exactly. Whether you're into classical music, podcasts, audiobooks, doesn't matter. The underlying principles, they're the same.
So we all crave the same things, basically.
Yeah.
Novelty, engagement, connection with the content.
And when those elements are missing, fatigue sets in.
Regardless of what you're listening to, makes you think.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want you to think about your own listening habits.
Okay, we'll do.
Are you feeling that fatigue creeping in? Are you stuck in a rut?
Listening to the same old stuff, yeah. Guilty as charged.
Maybe it's time to shake things up a little. Explore some new genres. Try different formats. Don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone.
Okay, I can try that. What about content creators? Any advice for them?
If you're creating content, take DMT FM's advice to heart. Quality over quantity. Engage with your audience and never stop experimenting.
Always be innovating. Got it. This battle against listening fatigue, it's ongoing, right?
It is. But by being mindful of the causes and being proactive, we can make sure our listening experiences stay engaging, enriching, and most importantly, enjoyable. Makes you think, huh, about the future of audio. Could be incredibly personalized.
Yeah, for sure. Imagine, like, algorithms figuring out exactly what you like and just playing it for you.
No more scrolling through endless playlists or podcast feeds. It'd be like having a personal DJ. Always knows what you're in the mood for.
It wouldn't just be music, right? Think about audiobooks, narrated in a voice that's perfect for you, at your pace. Or podcasts, digging deep into those really specific interests.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. All comes back to fighting that listening fatigue, too.
How so?
By embracing hyper-specialization, we could rediscover that joy of really connecting with the audio.
I see what you're saying. It's like, instead of getting overwhelmed by all the choices, you're just getting exactly what you want.
And for creators, it opens up all these new opportunities to connect with those niche audiences, the ones who are super passionate about their interests.
So it's a win-win. Listeners get what they want, and creators find their perfect audience.
Exactly. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into radio listening fatigue. We've explored the problem, got some great solutions from DMT FM, and even looked ahead to the future of audio.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting conversation.
Hopefully you've learned something new, whether you're a Psytrance fan or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The big takeaway for me is that fatigue is something we can fight.
We can. It's an ongoing battle. But if we understand the causes and embrace creative solutions, we can make sure our listening experiences stay engaging, enriching, and fun.
And that's what it's all about, right? Enjoying what we listen to.
Absolutely. So next time you feel that fatigue creeping in, remember what we talked about. Don't be afraid to explore, to experiment. Demand more from your audio experience.
Yeah, don't settle for boring. And if you're a creator, remember DMT FM's advice.
Right. Quality over quantity. Connect with your audience and never stop innovating.
The future of audio is out there, waiting to be shaped. It starts with us.
It does. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.